Oh, wow.
There we go.
Here we go.
Hey.
Weird stuff going on in here. Bree's been taking a photo of her feet to get it up online. Am I meant to be doing the same, am
you
I?
You need to send producer Rach a picture of your foot.
My toes are filth. I've got two. I've got an ingrown toe on each big toenail, so I can't even pick a good
foot.
That's
your signature.
It's disgusting, mate, is what it is.
You get awkward when you have to try shoes on.
Not really. I'm kind of used to it now.
I was going to say, it's not like you've got an open wound or anything. It's just... your toenails look a bit weird.
Why are we doing this again? There's a lady making money online,
Instagram.
Right? Instagram.
There's a lady making thousands of dollars. Yeah, I've seen it. See, it's not a shock to me anymore. It's weird looking, yeah. Though. I will tell you that it is weird.
So she's making, what, 90-odd thousand bucks a year, this
90
lady?
90 grand she's cashing in on.
We want a piece. We want a piece.
We're going to post the photos of yours and my feet online. And
yay.
Then we're going to see if the people think we could be feet models.
And send us your own too.
Send us your own.
Oh my God, well.
I love that idea.
Shoot it through this
post
morning.
Post on the thread below.
Yep.
CFM Facebook page.
We'll get some sort of prize happening for you.
Oh, we should get that, what's her name, feet. You know where they put their feet in a bag?
Milky Foot, where
Milky
it all
foot.
Peels
Ooh,
off.
That's the prize, guys.
Ugh,
or a new pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
A voucher at, like, Platypus or something.
Yep.
I'd like that idea.
I love how we just come up with these on the fly. And
Promo girls, if you're listening.
Get onto it at 6
get
o'clock this
it.
Morning. We've just been pitched Taylor Hanson from Hanson to talk about his Christmas album as well at 6:20.
Through now if you want to hear... Taylor Hanson on the air.
I can't imagine many tradies are going, please get me a bit of Hanson on the air. Chat to Taylor about his new Christmas album, can you?
I'm going to say not many.
Let's postpone it a little bit later in the show. What are they saying, Producer H? What are the PR peeps saying for Taylor Hanson? That can't do.
Well, then 6:20.
6:20 or nothing.
Oh, biggest interview we've ever missed.
He's ditched.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey. Check it out.
The Central Coast. 101.3 CFM.
A Canadian model by the name of Jessica Gould has revealed online that she makes over $90,000 by snapping bizarre pictures of her feet and sharing them with her 10,000 person Instagram following.
Is that it? 10K?
That's all she's got.
She's making 90,000 bucks.
She's making 90K by targeting different products and business ventures.
I love a get-rich-quick scheme. Can't say I've thought of this one. But
have you seen some of the pictures?
No, I haven't looked at her feet, actually. Are they good?
They're okay.
They're right?
They're not amazing feet. Like, okay. They're all right. I mean, I've got horrific feet,
yeah,
but...
ours aren't much better. So the idea this morning was to post our own just to see how we'd go. And, of course, the people of social media and Facebook, they're really nice and encouraging, aren't they?
No.
No? Okay.
We all know that the internet is a dark, dark place when it comes to Facebook comments. So if you want to head to the Facebook page and have a look at what Gaundy's and my feet look like, you can do that right now.
What do they say, mate? What's the feedback?
The people are harsh.
Can we get close to this $90,000 mark?
Well, we're seeing this morning if we could maybe make some money off our feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. I'll post some photos of my feet if I can make 90K.
Yeah.
Why not? All right. Mark says...
Oh, thanks, Mark. Here we go.
Seriously, no to both. You guys need to put those weapons away.
I don't mind them being called weapons. Couple of weapons down there.
Oh, nice one from Emma.
What's Emma said?
Emma says, perhaps you both can be the before photo for the advertisement for a podiatry service.
Does need some work.
Lovely suggestion
thanks.
From Emma.
Thanks, Em.
Simone says, and I think she's referencing your big toe in this case.
Oh, here we go.
That big toe, though. Laughing face.
It is ugly.
And then
I
Jacqueline's also posted, she says, Gaundy, spew face.
Just straight for it, mate.
Just straight
Not
for
even
it.
Softening me up at all. Just gone straight for the spew face.
They're honest.
So, anything about your ET toe next to your big toe? I've noticed you haven't read any of those out.
No.
You've deliberately skipped over those.
No comments on the ET toe.
Should I go check the page just to see if there is
you
any that you're
check.
Deliberately not doing?
No, I think people are blinded by your ingrown big toe. So they've missed out on my ET toe, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't argue with that. Could we do a poll on Facebook just quickly to say, should producer Rach lick my big ingrown toe?
Should she lick the toe?
Have you thought about it anymore, Rach?
I have, and I'm leaning towards not doing it.
Why? You'll regret that in life.
I told you, 200 and I'll do it.
You'll look back on your radio career and you'll regret not licking my big ingrown toe.
I highly doubt it.
No, you'll regret
it.
I don't want regret to, you know, cloud over you for the rest of your radio life. Think about it, mate.
Wait. Producer H's mum has weighed in.
Ooh, Mother Mary, what's she saying? Lick the toe.
And that's not what my mum said.
She says, I'm glad producer Rach has moved out when she's considering licking Gordon's toe.
It's an all-time low. Come on, mate.
No. We'll come back with the verdict.
Yes.
And if producer Rach should lick the toe.
Get up with Bree and Gordy.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
It's the topic on everyone's lips this morning. Apparently, it's the talk topic of the office this morning, the big lick.
Will producer H lick my big toe?
Ingrown toenail toe.
So you went out into the office just then, Rach, people
asking
you about it.
Yeah, just went to get a bottle of water.
Yep.
Literally every person I saw, are you going to lick it?
You're going to lick it.
Are you going to do it?
Can she lick it?
Yes, she can. Can she lick it? Yes, she can.
So the bet on the table at the moment
is
$50 from me, $50 from the Gaund to lick Gaundy's big toenail that's ingrown, toenail side up.
Can I just say I didn't come up with this, but I think it's funny. Bree's gone with this this morning, but I do love it.
It's all because this woman online has been getting paid $90,000 plus a year for posting photos of her feet online, and we thought we need to cash in on this.
100% we do.
We need to take this video. Oh, I've just had an idea. Let's take this video and we'll post it and make money off of it.
This is the first $100. This is probably how she got started, mate.
This is how all big entrepreneurs start.
Licking toes. Did you go out to get the water? I'm a little bit offended. Did you go get the water for a post-lick drink?
Maybe.
So you got to be prepared.
You were warming up for the lick, were you?
I like how people are gathering around the studio to see if producer Rach is going to lick Gordy's big toe.
She licked the toe today.
I don't trust that you two are going to pay up. I still don't trust you.
What do we have to do? We've never abused your trust before.
That is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
I pay up on a bet, though, can I say? If I put 50 on the table, and same with Bree, we pay up.
So you have it on you today?
No.
Neither.
Exactly.
I've got 40 on me.
No.
As a bit of a deposit. So what do you want to see? You want to see money on the table?
Yeah.
We've had a suggestion from someone that the money goes to charity. Would you give it to charity?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lick the toe.
If you guys are going to give it to charity, I'll lick it.
I want people to call through on 13, 12, 16 right now. Start calling. Can we convince producer Rach to lick the toe for charity? Call through 13, 12, 16. Do you want to see her lick the toe?
Just have a look at the toe, Rach.
I don't want to look at the toe. I'd rather not look at it. I'd rather not be near it until I actually have to lick it. But if you're going to give it to charity, I'll do it.
I have to say, I don't think I would lick the toe.
Get close to it.
No, I'm not getting close to it. I'm not getting close to it until I actually have to do it because I'm not even looking at the table.
Yeah.
Go away.
That's horrific.
No, keep it away.
Look people are calling. People are calling through.
All right.
I'm not looking at it.
Let's take that caller right now.
All right. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Who we got here? 13, 12, 16. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Oh. They're listening to us on the air, mate.
Got the radio on.
Oh, well. Is it going to happen today or not?
Do we have to put more on the table?
Yep.
She wants more.
Because you don't have the money today.
Well, if your toe wasn't Toezilla, maybe she'd do it.
Righto, ET toe over there. Yours ain't much better, mate.
Do you want to lick my ET toe?
Bree's ET toe or my big toe?
Oh, we'll give you a choice.
Nah.
We'll give you a choice.
I think your long toe's hotter than my big
my ET toe's better looking than yours.
Yeah, so I'm sticking with my big toe, Rach.
Toezilla.
It's that or nothing, mate.
Oh, people are calling through. I want to talk to them.
Well, we've got to get to the news.
Okay.
How long are we going to drag this stupid little thing out for?
Forever.
Days. all right. For charity, is that what we're thinking now? Your mum's behind
start
it.
Start hitting up the Facebook page.
No, she's not.
She is, mate. Mary's
on board.
Across it. She loves this stuff.
Have you got any fungal infections?
I've had some
Don't cream. Answer that question.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
I'm about to tee off on something.
You've had this up on the board for a little while now, and the tension has been building.
I've had enough. I am sick to death of the NBN. More like NB never. Am I right, guys?
I appreciated it. The NB never.
I thought I was the only one who was suffering. I was suffering in silence. I had NBN connected, I think, at the start of the year at my place in Terrigal, and I thought, amazing. They've promised all these great things about the NBN. It's going to be faster. It's going to be more efficient. It's the complete opposite.
Yeah, I've had it go up in my area, and I've been using on my phone. I don't even connect to it now. I use the data on my phone. That's how it's going.
It was on the project last week, and they were actually saying that complaints, let's put it into perspective here, complaints have increased a whopping 160% in the last couple of months.
That's when you know it's not going well. Like, those numbers, it's hard to argue with that.
Like, it's not just me who's struggling here. Mm. It's obviously a lot of people are struggling. Around 3 million households are already using the NBN or not using it. There's that many dropouts. I can't ever watch Apple TV. What am I meant to do? First world problem.
You've wasted all that money on Law and Order. You spent $430-odd and you can't even watch it.
Exactly.
I can see why you'd be annoyed.
I want a refund. What is going on? Honestly, what are they going to do to rectify the problem? Because it's a real issue. I talked to a guy. He was actually from the UK. And I spoke to him. He was a guy who travels all around the world. And I said, you know, what's been, you know, your favourite thing about Australia? And he was going on about all these awesome stuff. And then he said to me, the worst thing about this country is the internet. He said, the Wi-Fi is horrible. He said, you're literally like 10 years behind everywhere else.
Yep. 13, 12, 16 this morning. I'm mad with you, mate. That's the thing.
Do you have the NBN?
Yes. I just said that. I've got it at my house.
Do you have dropouts?
It's to a point now where it's not even dropouts. I can hardly even get on it.
Are you serious?
Yes. I can hardly even get on it. That's why I use the data on my phone. I go over every single month. So I'm with you, mate. But I'm just saying, when it's such a big rollout like this, I don't know how they're going to fix it or backtrack on it.
And you know what
huge.
They do? You know what they do as well? They actually take away the ability to get the other internet. You can't get that anymore.
See,
you can only get NBN, so it's a real issue.
So what have you got here?
We want to do the NBN complaint hotline.
Right.
If you want to call through, have a vent with us this morning. We want to hear if you're having the same issues with us.
Okay, 13, 12, 16 this morning.
The NBN complaint hotline.
So I'll be getting behind you, mate.
Come on, get fired up, people.
Let's do it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3. CFM.
The NBN complaint hotline. We like to give people a platform here to vent because I've had enough. The NBN, is it the biggest fail flop in internet history?
Well, that's a big call.
They're saying it is a whopping 160% increase in complaints for the telecommunications industry. Ombudsmen have been in the last couple of months about the NBN and how much of a fail it is.
And this was meant to be the massive rollout that saved us all. Yeah. Like, this was meant to be the high-speed thing we're all waiting for.
This was the big thing that was going to fix all the problems, and it's done the complete opposite.
Sherry's in San Remo. Morning, mate.
Morning.
Morning. How are you going, guys?
Good, thanks. Do you have a complaint?
I do. Okay, I was without the NBN for nearly 6 months, and they charged me for it.
No.
I had to go to the one of their stores I think it was like 32 times in that space of time. I was given 26 appointments, and they did not show up for any of them. But there's one thing that they don't tell you. Did you know that your house phone doesn't actually work anymore without that internet running? So if you were to plug your house phone into the wall, it still does not work.
Yeah, but who has a house phone these days?
Oh, well, you kind of need it for emergencies just in case your mobile's out.
Good point. I don't have one at home.
If you have a family, yes. You probably do need that house phone.
Okay.
Especially for emergencies and things like that. Like, you know, my father's not well, and if I'm uncontactable by my mobile, the house phone's there.
That's interesting that it's not.
So how can they justify you paying for it, Sherry, if you can't use it?
Oh, I had to go through hell in order for them to give me some sort of retribution, so to speak. But, I mean, you know, they only took $500 off. and charge me for intermittent usage.
God, this ticks me off. Like, people are just getting away with this because, like, they make you sit on the phone, they give you the runaround, and then eventually people just give up and they just say, I'll pay it.
And have to just do it, yeah,
and sit there and deal with it.
Exactly. Peter's in Wyoming. You're on the waiting list for NBN, mate.
Yeah, we are. We don't want the NBN. We want to stay with what we've got. And I've spoken to them about it, and they said if we don't do it by February next year, our phones and internet are just going to be turned off. The other things they've told me is that FPOS machine will not work over the NBN. So then you've got to send all your FPOS machines back and get wireless ones sent out from the banks. We've got a back-to-base alarm system, and that will not work over the NBN as well. So then you've got to get a security company to come in and put a SIM card in some box and attach it to your alarm system to have back-to-base. Nothing works over the NBN. We had it connected at our house. And we only had it for a month, and now we just hotspot off our phones. We don't have anything to do with it anymore.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yep.
I just don't understand how they think this is good for anyone.
Well, Wendy loves NBN, don't you, Wendy?
I do, yeah. I moved into my house about 2 years ago, so I think I was in the old rollout or something. So I've never had a problem with NBN. I love it. Never gone down, never been an issue. Better than my mobile service.
What do you use it for, Wendy?
So our home phone is in it, all our internet, TVs, iPads.
Oh, my God. You just realised what Wendy is.
What?
She's the diamond in the rough.
Yes.
She?
Well, I think we were on the earlier rollout, I think, because ours was there when we moved in 2 years ago. So I think they've just tried to do too much too soon and they've probably got dodgy people installing
right.
it.
So you've got one of the good connections.
Yeah. Wendy works for NBN. I need to call here.
I don't call for them. I'm a stay-at-home mom and I work on Facebook. I do lip sense and stuff like that. So I need it constantly and I've never, ever had a problem.
Well, there's a good news story in it all.
It might run out of water, but electricity's good.
Can you say hello to all the other NBN employees in the background?
How much is
Wendy?
It by the month? Hey, we appreciate the call.
There you go.
But two sides of every story. If you're loving it, then...
There's a fairy tale story for the NBN.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out. The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
We've just bumped a couple of things from this time slot. So we had Taylor Hanson lined up from Hanson.
He got bumped.
Because we thought, tradies listening right now, do they care about Taylor's Christmas album?
No.
Does anyone care about the Hanson Christmas album?
Probably not.
Poor Hanson.
We also had the new Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern's boyfriend.
You've got the phone number somehow.
Yes.
And we want us to call, but legal have got involved. And we can't cold call someone live on air. So.
Just in case he answers. So we need to do that off the air, after the show.
Kyle Sanderlin's kind of wrecked that for us, didn't he?
He ruined that for everyone.
Unfortunately, we can't.
Thanks, Kyle.
We can't call that number either.
No.
So we've bumped a couple of things here. What I will say is, and we've talked about this in the past, there's a photo doing the rounds out there in the world that I'm a bit scared about. It's out there.
You to take that photo off the cloud.
It's not mine, mate. I don't take nudes.
You've never, ever.
I've tried to take a nude and I cannot get one single angle that
looks
good.
Where you're like, I look good.
I was like, none of this looks good.
Lay down.
Because
everything kind of falls back. No, I'm just saying from my experience.
Yeah, that's good for girls. Not great for me, mate. Anyway, I tried once, never to try again. but there is a story out at the moment about a young lady who found pictures of her great-great-great-grandma.
What, online?
No, not online. From 1890, and they were nudes.
Whoa!
7 nude photos from her great-great-great-grandma from the 1890s.
They didn't have phones back in the day. Where was she putting those?
Plus, she would have to set up the full camera with the light bulb thing on
what
it.
The thing with the little powder in
like
it.
Like a proper shoot. And hope it's good. And who's getting that developed?
Think about that. Even 20 years ago, you'd have to go get them developed.
Yeah.
So can you imagine? Oh, I'd love anyone listening right now if you ever worked at one of the Kodak shops or the shops where you have to get the photos developed, What did you see?
Wouldn't they have seen some great stuff?
I would love to hear
from
those people.
They would see some good stuff. Oh.
Still, probably.
Yeah.
I'd still get
those. Who's going to Kmart to get their photos developed, are they?
I did.
Really?
Last year. Not nudes. I keep them for my phone.
You're not dumb about it.
No, I'm not stupid.
You're no smart about it. Anyway, this great-great-great-grandma was trying to convince her husband to move back to England from Chicago. But anyway.
And that's how she was enticing him.
Yeah.
Put him in the envelope, yeah, send a nude.
Send him off and say,
it's a long wait.
This is what you're missing. And then you sit there for the next 3 weeks going, I'm going to check that mail. I wonder if you got those nudes I sent.
That is a long wait for regret. I send it and I can get regret in 5 seconds.
You get it instantly on the spot.
Instant regret.
But the photo I'm worried about.
Yeah.
You know about it?
Oh.
It's my nan.
That's right.
The nude painting. Boobs out, everything, laying on the...
Great cans, your nan, can
you've
I say?
Have you seen it?
I've seen it.
I don't know where the photo is anymore because after we talked about it on the air, I got rid of it, but it's circling. It's out there.
Once it's on the internet, it's never going away. Actually,
well,
now...
Who uploaded it? No, it wasn't on the internet, mate. I sent it just to you.
I mean, yeah.
Not on the...
I definitely didn't upload that to the internet.
Poor nan.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey. Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Big story coming out of Brisbane yesterday.
I do love this.
Queensland police were less than impressed when a large group of scooter riders caused traffic problems in central Brisbane yesterday.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Taken to the streets. And I've seen video footage of this. There's a lot of scooter riders.
A lot. So it was all organised through social media.
Yeah, and we're talking, when we say scooters, we mean those little poxy-looking things with the...
What were they used to be called back in the day? They're super popular these days.
They are, aren't they?
The Razor scooters.
Right.
But these are like the special, like, trick ones that they've, like, modified.
Okay.
And apparently, yeah, it was all organised through social media. There was one guy in particular who's got like 160,000 followers, and he said he was going to be at a certain skate park at a certain time, and then there was this massive gang of scooter riders that turned up.
They all rocked up. They're all taking over the streets, and police didn't know how to deal with it. It gets real heated.
It's all because they were riding all over the road.
Yeah.
And
without helmets, I mean,
I know
this gang.
It was a mob.
Take law into their own hands.
What do you call a pack of scooter riders? Like, ooh, what's it called?
I did like mob.
A mob?
A mob of scooter riders.
Yeah, a mob.
A posse.
A posse.
Yep.
Yep.
Can't think of anything else. Why'd you throw it out there then, mate?
We've got some audio from the story that they had on Channel 7 where they were talking about this mob of scooter riders taking over Brisbane.
A rolling invasion by a squad mounted on scooters. Hundreds of young riders swarm the Brisbane CBD, ignoring the rules, riding on the wrong side of the road, shutting down streets with police in pursuit. Officers intercept the mob at Eagle Street, attempting to break them up. The scooter gang resists. After half an hour of cops versus kids, the arrested riders were released and the jam continued.
Cops versus kids. Well, the news has bled with mob there. They're calling it a mob.
I've just looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
What's that? A gang of scooter riders. What are they called?
It says on Urban Dictionary that they're called, it's a group of scooter fags.
What?
That's what it says. The kid who rides, there's a massive gang of, I don't know. Oh, no. Scooter spoofs.
What is that? A scooter spoof. Dive right into that on the Urban Dictionary, mate. You get yourself into big trouble.
Oh, I shouldn't have clicked on that.
Yeah, don't be clicking on that stuff. Mm. Well, the police finally got them under control, which is good news from the Police Department of Brisbane to get these scooter riding kids under control.
Would have been a different call out for the police, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe it, guys. Scooter riding kids have taken over the streets. Can we please get... Do you know who they send out for that?
Who?
The cops on the bicycles. Not the cops in the cars. They send out those cops on the bikes. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Scooter riders, off the road, please.
I always feel so sorry for the cops on the bikes. Like, how do you get the how do you get that gig?
You can imagine it in their morning meeting when they go, all right, Johnny, you're in the car. You guys are in the car. Oh, Timmy, you're on the bikes today.
Timmy's like, oh, damn it.
It doesn't look
I have to wear the shorts and everything.
It's not a great look.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Need the help of the people of the show on 13, 12, 16 for this situation, because I don't know what advice to give here, but I've got a friend who has a boyfriend and she's been living in LA, okay. But they're both from Perth. And
so he's Aussie too.
He's Aussie too, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've been living in LA. She managed to get herself a green card so she can live in America full time.
She won the lottery.
Won the lottery. Can live in America full time.
That's what it's actually called.
Yeah.
The lottery green card.
She got one.
Yeah.
He hasn't managed to get one, but he's been going back and forth and spending a fair bit of time over there. And then recently he was at the airport, and with this whole Donald Trump thing and everything being sort of under the microscope and whatnot, he was at the airport at customs and they started questioning him, and he had a pretty long flight and he was just, you know, not in the mood, and he was looking a bit kind of bleary eyed and tired. And apparently the story goes is that he made a joke about being
on the sauce.
On the green. On the wacky tobacco stuff.
So smart.
He said it in like a joking kind of way.
Who
like,
cares? You're at the American airport. Know. Everyone knows that's the worst place to ever make a joke ever.
He was like, yeah, mate, I'm stoned, aren't I? I've just come off the flight. Yeah, of course. And sort of sarcastically. And the guy went, right, you. And pulled him aside, put him on the next flight home. And he's been black barred from America. Can't get back in. He can't get back in to see her. Her whole business.
For how long?
Indefinitely, mate. Can't
Not
go
forever.
Back. She has come back. They've tried so many different avenues, saying it was a joke. Nothing was found on him. All this kind of stuff. She's gone back. They've done a secret shotgun wedding. That not even the family and stuff knew about. Just to get married to say, hey, this is now my married partner. Can he live here? No. Can't live
there.
So
they got married. Went back to them and they still said no.
Still said no. Said, this is my married partner. Can he please live here? Everything I've got is based here. And they've said no.
How long have they been together for?
Years, yeah.
A long time.
Say a couple of years, yeah.
Yeah.
So now she's in a position where she doesn't want to come back to Perth, where he's now living, and she's in a position now where she has to choose between her career there or coming back for him. And at this point, she's leaning towards picking the career and staying.
Well, obviously, like, this is just me speaking from my perspective. Obviously, things in the relationship, there's doubts.
But you
then,
think?
Oh, but then, like, she's getting married to the guy to try and make it happen.
She's devastated. She honestly wants him to be there. But they're in a position now where she's going to have to leave everything she's built there.
And how long has she been doing that for?
Oh, even longer than they've been together.
Okay.
So I'd say about 3-4 years, maybe even longer than that. And so she's now in a position where does she come home for him and start fresh in Australia, in Perth, or does she break it off and say, hey, look, this is the end of the road right here?
It's hard because, I mean, obviously I think about you don't want to go back to Perth and then resent him for the rest of your life and you break up anyway.
Exactly.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
You know, you're going to look at him as ruining your dream over in LA, whatever that may be, you know.
Or
what I mean?
Do you regret it down the track and go and look back on it and go, I should have gone for him?
Because you picked career over love.
Exactly. Career over love. That's a good question. But 13, 12, 16, I would love to put it to the people this morning.
What do you pick? Do you pick career?
Yes.
And your dreams? Or do you pick love?
Did he stuff it up? I feel like he's the one that's really stuffed it up with his comments at the airport. You know what I mean?
I feel like he's the one that probably needs to do the work now, whatever that may be, apply for whatever if he wants to really stay with her.
13, 12, 16 is our number here at Sea.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Just want to find out from you this morning. I've got a friend, lives in LA, had a boyfriend for a couple of years. Everything's going great. Loves the guy. He's come over to visit in LA a few times. On one of the more recent trips, he gets to the airport, makes a joke about being on the wacky tobacco for a tie of... Who says wacky tobacco?
No one. Old people.
I regret that.
My mum calls it the hoochie cooch.
The hoochie cooch. It's trying to tiptoe around it, isn't it?
Weed. He was on the weed.
He joked about it.
Oh, yeah, I've been smoking weed all night. And then they believed him, sent him home.
Yep, and he can't get back in. They've done a secret shotgun wedding, the whole deal, to try and make this thing work. And now she's got to pick between career and love. And at this point, she's picking career. She's ditching the bloke. Kath, yes. Kath, you've given us a call. What's your take on this thing?
No, you guys make me laugh. No, she's got to stick with her career, honestly.
Ooh, interesting. I like that advice.
And why do you think that, Kathy?
Well, because I think if she's worked so hard to get this career off the ground, I'd like to know how much he's put into helping her get the career off the ground.
I don't think they're definitely not partners in the work thing. I think that's her own
thing.
Well,
he's now hindering the career. Yes. That's what he's doing.
He's more
in
the way.
What sort of career is it anyway?
So she runs a talent management in LA for Australians that go over.
So
and
started a full business,
full
Kathy.
Business that go no. over, and she gets them acting gigs and whatnot. So if you land Hemsworth.
You've got to stay. If you, absolutely got to stay. Can you imagine, well, you would know, Gondi, how hard it is to even get a break in America? In the showbiz world, there's so many talented people, and I mean, not saying that there's not here either, but my God, she's got one foot in the door, no, definitely stay.
Tell me
and
about
it,
Kathy.
And if he's stuffed it up, then, you know,
mate,
so be it.
The amount of auditions I've been to in LA, I mean, I know exactly what it's like.
You remember
over
that
there.
Film that you were in?
So hard.
It's tough, mate. It is tough, and now she's got one foot in the door. So, all right, I'm going to pass this on to her, mate. I'm going to say, Kathy says, ditch the bloke. It's hard to
and
pick.
I've lived a few years. So,
I'd like
know,
to know, Kathy, have you ever been in the position?
I've rolling stones along the way.
Have you ever been in the position, Kathy, where you've had to pick?
Yeah, sort of, kind of. I have.
No regrets and on picking career over love?
No, I chose love, and there you go.
And now you've
it
got regrets.
Yeah.
See, so
sure, I could write a book.
Can you just roll over and say hello to your hubby for us?
No, he's not here.
Oh, it hasn't worked
so
out.
So the truth comes out.
I like that advice. I appreciate
Don't
that, Kathy.
Don't make the same mistakes Kathy did, guys.
Always choose yourself over love. Put yourself first, always.
Oh, great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast. 101.3 CFM.
You can call the show anytime you like, of course. 13, 12, 16. We encourage it. We love it when people
Weigh in.
Yeah, and who we got? Nick in Point Frederick. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Nick.
Morning, guys.
Morning, mate.
You called in for a very important reason this morning.
Mm. What can we do for you?
I did. I want Rach to lick the toe.
Don't we all, Nick?
Producer Rach, the challenge has been put out there. To lick my big toe.
Toenail side up.
Yeah, because it's
ingrown,
yeah. And $100 is on the line, mate, so
I just don't trust either of you that you'll pay up.
I will pay.
I will definitely pay at some point.
Pay.
Fingers crossed doesn't count.
Nah,
20.
To be honest, that's a good $50.
I'd spend $50 on that for a laugh.
Honestly,
yeah,
we might be able to claim it back.
Yeah, get Yammo to pay for it.
Technically, it's work related.
If you don't pay, I'll post on Facebook every single day until you do on the hit on the CFM Facebook page.
8:20,
and let everyone know.
We'll find out if producer Rach is going to lick Gaundy's big toe.
Join in with us, Nick. Are you ready?
No worries.
Ready?
Lick the toe.
Lick the toe.
Lick the toe.
Lick the toe.
If you want to weigh in on this, if you think producer Rach should lick the toe, you can call anytime. 13, 12, 16. Will the people have their say?
This is the weirdest job in the world, isn't it?
I'm just glad it's not me licking the toe. If you want
She's
to see
really
what the,
about it.
If you want to see what the toe looks like, you can head to the Facebook page.
And it's all because a lady's making $90,000 off it by posting it on Instagram, so we're jumping on board that. Next on the show, though, Horsey Oakey, 13, 12, 16. If you'd like to play this morning, ripping prize. We're going to be
this
hanging out.
This is huge, actually.
At the Crown Plaza in Terrigal, putting on a massive day, Melbourne Cup Day by the sea. You can book your tickets now and join in with us. We're going to be hosting this thing, but a double pass. This is a great prize.
So
a
double pass, you're going to be sitting at our table, you'll have the lunch, you'll have the whole deal, the whole experience, and you're going to go head-to-head with someone else this morning.
We'll play next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Will producer Rach lick the toe? That is the question on everyone's lips this morning, and we find out before 8:30 whether she will lick my big toe.
To lick or not to lick?
Is the question.
It's all for $100.
Yeah, provided by us, reclaimed out of the petty cash at some point. You've set the challenge, Bree. You're the one that came up with this sick twist. I like it, though.
Don't say it's just my idea. You're on board.
I'm just more interested to see if she does it. But anyway, we'll find out. We've just had a spot open up this morning, 13, 12, 16, and a massive prize on the line. There is no better place to watch the Melbourne Cup than at Crown Plaza in Terrigal. And we got your free tickets. We get a double pass, 13, 12, 16 right now for this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Brian Gundy's Hit 101.3 CFM. Horsey Oakey here. We're doing this for Crown Plaza Terrigal's Melbourne Cup Day. The track is a good 3, penetrometer 4.71, rails in a good position, and here we go for the day.
It's back, Bree, Horsey Oakey. If you know your songs and you can work out, our producer Rach's brother is a race caller.
He's actually calling at the Melbourne Cup. Is that right, producer Rach?
On Melbourne Cup Day at Gosford, yes.
That's pretty cool.
That's huge.
We've got the real race callers in for this.
We kicked off his career last year, I feel. We really gave him that push.
This is a platform.
Exactly. Let's go. We've got Bree in Springfield. Morning, Breezer.
Morning.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Mate.
You like to party? We'd love to see you there.
I don't really party. I've got a daughter, but I'd like to win it.
Party in moderation. I like that. Scott's at Empire Bay. Morning, Scotty.
Morning, Scott.
Hey, good boys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. Hi. You're available on Melbourne Cup Day.
I will be, for sure.
Excellent.
I can tell you'll be a bit of fun, Scotty. Eh?
I will be.
All right. Well, there you go. Someone's messaging us wanting to get tickets as we speak. All right, guys. Good luck. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the song in a race call style. And winner will take the tickets.
So first to buzz in with their name with the correct answer for this song.
No, you're wondering why I've been calling. Like I got ulterior motives. No, we didn't end this so
Scott.
Good.
Scott's Stop. In.
It's Justin Bieber.
Oh, he knows he's Bieber, Bree.
Nice work, Scotty.
What's the name of the song, Scotty?
Too late to say I'm sorry.
It's Friends, mate. Not sorry. They all sound the same, though, Bieber songs, don't they?
They do.
We jumped the gun on the artist, but...
So to speak.
You know... That's all you need to get over the line this morning. Tomorrow we'll take song title and artist.
I think Gordy's making the rules up as we go.
Well, Scotty was in, he knew. And he's keen for the day. That's all that matters.
The look on Gordy's face, I wish everyone could see it. It's the look of regret.
Melbourne Cup Day by the Sea, Crown Plaza, Terrigal. You can book now and be a part of the celebrations. Justin Bieber's all I need, mate. In a song like that, that's all you need. Back tomorrow, Horsey Oakey.
That was brilliant.
Okay.
You nailed that then.
Oh, I think we're all pulling our weight on this one, mate.
True.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.